that they were going to do that for their last hurrah here. So, you know, it's their team. So we're just kind of, you know, the underclassmen just trying to buy into it. So.
Did you buy in right away, though, or were you like, whoa?
Yeah, obviously you're a little skeptical at first, but, you know, it's a team thing. So you got to, you know, kind of put your own personal thoughts aside, you know, and just kind of buy in. You got to buy in at this time of year because you have a separate locker room. Obviously, not going to be a very strong contender.
Tell us what it's like to get ready for these games, the games that you're sure dreamt about since you started playing
hockey? Yeah, this is one of the, you know, probably the most important game I've ever played in my career. It's, you know, you look at these type of games and you get that antsy feeling in your stomach, especially on today. You know, it might be a couple days away, but you know, you still think about it. You know, the whole week kind of surrounded by this whole weekend. So it's one of those special moments that, you know, that you think about as a young kid. But to get back to the NCAA tournament for us, it's gonna be exciting. But at the same time, we got to play with them a little bit more poise and a little bit more determination this weekend in order to, you know, beat a team like BU.
Do you keep last week in the back of your head, or do you just kind of unplug from it completely and say, all right, that's not going to happen again?
I think that, you know, we're keeping the back of our head a little bit. You got to think about what happened. You got to take the positives and, you know, all the negatives away from a game like that, because if you, you know, totally forget about it, it's tough to learn from it. And one thing that we are trying to do, the coaching staff is really keen on, is making sure that we learn from our mistakes this weekend and, you know, just move forward as a team, because if you take that game and, you know, try and put it out of your back of your memory, you just got to take those things and move on.